I like to ride my bicycle around town. I rode everywhere, main roads, back roads. There was one back road that I used to ride down, which had only recently been paved. And since it had been recently paved, there were not yet any curbs on the sides of the road, but the road was instead bordered by two shallow ditches on the side. I knew full well that if I were to let my tire slide off the pavement into the ditch, I would crash. Yet so often, when I rode down that street, I was so hypervigilant about not driving into the ditch that as I was riding, I would look over at the ditch. I would turn my head that direction. And what would happen when I turned over? Wham! Inevitably. Boom! Crash. Once I looked the direction of the ditch, that's exactly where I rode. I couldn't help it. No matter how certain I was that I was not going to steer towards that ditch, if I looked the direction of that ditch, wham! The ditch was my destination. Now, I hear the same thing from motorcyclists on the highway. If they see debris in the road, they simply say, don't look at the debris. Just look where you want to go. Look where you want to ride, and that's where you're going to end up. Now, there's a parallel to this in life in general. Where we place our focus, where we look, where we turn our gaze, where we glance our attention, will more than likely be the place where we end up. What we think about slowly determines our actions, and our actions slowly determine our habits. Our habits slowly determine our character, and then our character ultimately defines our destiny. So now, if this is a rule in natural life, this is no less a rule in the supernatural, spiritual life that we have in Jesus Christ. So in today's gospel, our Lord Jesus simply shows us where to look in the spiritual life. He shows us where to look. In the gospel, our Lord experiences his famous temptation in the wilderness, the period of 40 days of testing when he's hungry, he's fasting, he's suffering. And he's tempted 3 times by the devil. This occurs immediately in the gospel, in Luke's gospel, immediately after Jesus' baptism by John the Baptist, and immediately before the beginning of his public ministry and his preaching. So this is the beginning of his public life. And at the beginning of his public life, Jesus shows us where to begin the spiritual life. He shows us where to look in times of temptation. So at his moment of deepest hunger, the devil tempts Jesus first through his bodily desires, the desires of his body. If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. The devil knew that Jesus was hungry. Yet our Lord, instead of replying to the devil with sophisticated argument, he turns and said to Scripture. He focuses on Scripture, the Word of God. He says, it is written, one does not live on bread alone. And he's quoting directly from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. Jesus knew the Bible pretty well. So instead of focusing on his hunger, instead of focusing on the devil himself, instead of focusing on the temptation and being consumed with the temptation, Jesus simply fills his mind with the law and promises of God. And the Word of God becomes his anchor. His mind is then deflected from the sin, the temptation. But a second time, the devil tempts Jesus. But this time, the temptation is not to bodily pleasure, but the temptation is to power and riches. Luke tells us, "Then he took Jesus up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a single instant. The devil said to him," this is pretty scary, listen to this, "I shall give to you all this power and glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I may give it to whomever I wish. All this will be yours if you worship me." But yet again, instead of focusing on the temptation or the power he is surrendering or the riches he's giving up, Jesus turns to the word of God again. "It is written," Jesus says, "you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." This time he quotes from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 13. So Jesus knows that the only way to fight the evil one is by looking not at the evil one himself, but only at the word of God. Yet again, a third time, the devil tempts Jesus, but now the devil is more subtle. He's trying to beat Jesus at his own game. The devil appeals to Jesus' divinity, and the devil himself starts to quote scripture. Luke tells us, "The devil led him to Jerusalem, made him stand on the parapet of the temple, and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone.'" So the devil himself was quoting from the Psalms. This is Psalm 91. So we must always remember, not everybody who quotes scripture is trying to help. Not everybody who uses the Bible is a good guy. But again, instead falling into a theological scripture quoting session, Jesus simply says, "It's also written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Deuteronomy chapter 6 again. So if anyone could have argued his way out of a fight with the devil, it would have been Jesus. If anyone could have withstood the temptation of the devil, it would have been our Lord Jesus. So, if in times of temptation, Jesus himself looks directly to the word of God, who are we to think that we can withstand temptation on our own? And if in the struggle with evil, Jesus himself turns directly to the word of his Father, instead of relying on his own power, who are we, mere mortals, to think that we can fight evil ourselves? We cannot fight evil on our own. We cannot fight temptation on our own. We need the grace and power of God. We cannot save ourselves. Temptation to evil, and it's just like those ditches at the side of the old road. Once I looked away from where I was going, once I took my eyes off the road and instead looked at the ditch, I inevitably crashed. The ditch was no hazard at all until I looked at it. And in the same way, when we take our eyes off of God and his promises for us and instead become so fascinated by our own temptations, fascinated and obsessed with our own weaknesses, we will look more at them and we will inevitably fall. And just like those ditches, the devil never has any more power over us than he can fool us into thinking that he has. Fool us by those distractions that get us to look at him So what does this mean for us on a practical level? Practically. Well, friends, we must first know that we need to fill our minds constantly with good and holy thoughts. We need to focus our mind on the thoughts of God. If we continually focus on our faults or our own weaknesses or the faults and weaknesses of others, then guess where we're looking? And sure enough, our temptations, our weaknesses, our faults, these will have enormous power over us. Boom! That's where we're going. But also, we must fill our imaginations with good things. The Word of God, Scripture, holy music, good movies, holy art, images. If we continually fill our minds with evil images, degrading images, suggestive art or movies, guess where we're looking? And sure enough, these images will have enormous power over us, even if we know, we know what it is. Doesn't matter. Boom! That's where we're going. It is the height of foolishness, the height of human naivete, to think that we have control over these images ourselves. We can't. We might say, we're adults, we're old enough, I can handle this violence, degrading images. No, we can't. This is nonsense. The Lord gave us our imaginations for a reason, to fill our imaginations with those images that can bring us closer to God. Anything in our minds that does not direct us to God will be a distraction, like those ditches along the road. More things that our minds will simply look at, and then boom. So then, friends, this time of Lent is given to us as purification of our minds and our hearts, of everything that distracts us from God, everything that will become like those ditches on the side of the road. One of the best things we can do for Lent is simply read Scripture every day, read the Bible every day, even if it's just for a little bit. Because we cannot save ourselves. We need the grace of God. And so towards God and His grace is exactly where we ought to be looking. Amen.